About 40 people attended the noontime mass at Cathedral of St. Joseph the Workman in downtown La Crosse. During the petitions, the priest asked the parishioners to pray for Pope Benedict XVI. After mass, Kevin Dubois of Toma says he was surprised when he heard the Pope was resigning.
I think it was honorable that he decided. I'm sure he prayed about it, and I think it's the right decision. I think that the Catholic Church will come out just as well, if not better, with the new Pope. I think it'll be an exciting time for the Church.
22-year-old Rebecca Wicklund of New Berlin says she attended the Church's World Youth Day in Germany with Pope Benedict. She says he was reaching out to the youth, speaking to them in five languages.
He still was, you know, really our father in faith in a lot of ways, and Pope Benedict did show a lot of love, a lot of concern for the Church throughout the world, and I think he will be missed.
At Roncalli Newman Catholic Center, Father James Krasinski says the Pope was a complex theologian, known for enforcing the rules, yet thinking outside the box.
Here is somebody that everybody presumed was going to be a really hard right, very hard conservative Pope. And what's the first thing he's writing about? Environmental ethics. And he gets dubbed the nickname the Green Pope.
Father Krasinski says with time, hopefully his philosophical legacy will overshadow the Church's abuse scandals. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.